Happy New Year or Happy July. It depends on when you're watching this video in 2022. But I promise you that these four trends that we're going to cover today, plus the solutions that match them, are going to be useful no matter what time of the year you're at. So let's get into it. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. So I'm filming this video in January of 2022. Of course, this is going to come out in February. And then, like I said at the top of the video, these should be relevant to you throughout the year. Of course, we know that things happen. We've learned that in the last 2 years. And I just want to remind you up front of this really important content marketing principle, which is that we always reflect and respond to the reality around us. So yes, we have our strategy. Yes, we like to batch things in advance, like blog posts, potentially a few months in advance, but there's a reason that we don't do mostly years at a time. And that is because we're always responding to what's relevant to our ideal customers and to the tone that's in our environment, whether that's online, on social media, in our neighborhoods. So keep that in mind when you apply any of the solutions that I'm going to be talking about for these four marketing trends today. All right, so with that out of the way, we're going to dive into the four trends and their solutions. And I don't know about you, but I'm already experiencing these four trends and have embraced them within my actual team and with our clients. So let's start with trend number one. Long, frequent welcome email sequences are actually currently causing unsubscribes instead of nurturing excited and warm leads. This is not at all what we want. Like, the whole point of a welcome sequence is to welcome someone to your community, to show them the value that you provide, to let them get to know you, to have a little sample, like a bite-sized offer at the end of the sequence. Like, they are designed to take someone from a fairly cool, let's say cool lead, because they're not totally cold. You know, you've got them to sign up and give their email address, but we want to warm them at this phase. So that way later on, when you're sending direct sales emails, they are already warmed and as primed as possible given the email environment. Now, hopefully you're also engaging with them in many other ways on different platforms, but when we're talking solely about email, they are a cool lead coming in and we want to warm them up through a welcome sequence. So what do we do now as of today, February 2022, when we're seeing people, unfortunately, unsubscribing from emails because of online fatigue? It's essentially COVID-related online fatigue. And I see this particularly in places that have had some pretty extreme lockdowns and then have a swell of time that they're allowed to go and just like have regular life. So for example, I live in Ontario, and as I'm filming this, we have gone into another lockdown after several months of quite open availability to restaurants, to our friends. And now it's not as extreme as it's been, but it's a lockdown quite a bit. And people are tired of being inside all the time because it's winter. So we're not going to restaurants to their patios because that's what we're allowed to do. But most people aren't going to find a restaurant that has a warm enough patio to make that happen. So we're experiencing a lot of online fatigue as cultures. So what we want to do at this exact moment is to write a single welcome email instead. Okay, so what we want to do if you're seeing this in your list or you want to be proactive is, until people have recovered from COVID-related online fatigue, shift your strategy to single welcome emails. What can you include in a single welcome email that can compare to the experience of several emails in terms of warming someone up? Well, first off, you're actually going to get their trust a little bit easier if you keep it to one email. People are feeling really bombarded by multiple emails, so that's actually not working to warm them up. So don't worry about comparing it. There are going to be elements that you'll take from a standard email welcome sequence and you'll use for one email instead. So you'll see some things are the same, but instead of having a whole dedicated email for it, It's going to be like a paragraph in that single email. So let me give you a sample, a suggestion as to the structure of a single welcome email. Start by congratulating them or thanking them for downloading or requesting your freebie. If they have requested the freebie, then make sure that you've put the link in. Make sure you double check that everything is there for them. So the second thing that you'll want to do is also to highlight one very valuable point from that freebie. So if you have a checklist, maybe it's past freebie seekers have said that number 5 is an amazing life-changing tip. Have more customized language than that, but essentially draw their attention to some feature or other like that. You can also insert a testimonial. Of course, a freebie is free, but if someone has ever responded to one saying this was so valuable, if you've posted it on your Facebook group and you've had people who previously downloaded it saying, oh, this is so worth it, this is so much better than the average freebie, then put that in there too. You don't necessarily have to use their name. You can make it anonymous, but italicize it. So that way people know that it's coming from a past downloader, let's say. You'll also want to insert a little bit of credibility building here. So you can use your quick pitch, you know, who you are, who you help, how you help them, and try and infuse a little bit of credibility building. So for example, if you in any way have a doctorate, maybe put, my name is Dr. Emma. I do not have a doctorate. I'm not actually a doctor. Another way that you could do it is potentially by saying, after working with this many clients for the past this many years, I have discovered that something, 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 that sort of thing. So just try and infuse a little bit of credibility building. The number of years you've been doing something, maybe your training experience, if you have any titles, that sort of thing. Set expectations around when they'll regularly hear from you at this point in the email. It is incredibly important when we're combating that online fatigue that we let them know, hey, you're going to benefit. So tell them what they're going to benefit from with your weekly emails, your monthly emails, and if it'll be weekly or monthly. So say every week you'll get new tips on this topic that you teach on, for example. Make sure that you're really, really explicit around what is regular, what is basically your newsletter, however frequent it is, because the transparency makes all the difference in the world. And then finally, in the postscript or the PS at the end, you might actually want to tell them how they can get in touch with you. So if you can monitor that email, like if your company's not massive and you can actually reply should someone send a response in, then tell them to hit reply to this email with their favorite tip from the freebie. Like invite them with some sort of prompt that makes it easy to engage. Or you could potentially say, looking for more support with your service you provide, then hit reply to this email, book a call now, that sort of thing. So you're just kind of prompting them, but make it like a one-liner and PS, like in the PS. Do not emphasize it because it's so, so early in the relationship, but just give them a little taste of how they can engage with you on a deeper level. All right, so that was the example of how you might use a single welcome email in this current climate. So make sure you're keeping an eye on how online fatigue shifts and change over 2022. And for the latest updates, you can absolutely go and follow me over on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer, or even better, make sure that you are ready to stay up to date with me by going to emmagivens.com/letters from Emma, and you will be getting a weekly email to let you know about shifts and trends. You'll get to know about the latest YouTube video that's out on the channel. It happens every Thursday, etc. So make sure that you have signed up. You'll also see this link in the description box. Trend number 2, webinars and live masterclasses are seeing lower live attendance rates than they did last year. And this might make sense to you after what we just talked about. Long pre-event email sequences are not the fix. I mean, why would you want to spend another hour online at 7 p.m. when hopefully in your area things are a little bit more open, you can go see friends, or you've been working online all day because you're working from home and you're just tired. You want to, you know, play with the dog, play with your kids. So it makes sense. You can understand that, right? And we already talked about email fatigue. So what can we do instead? What's an actual solution for 2022? One-on-one engagement. The reason why this works is because it is getting us through this disillusionment with especially online service providers like coaches. This is your best way to overcome people's skepticism because it actually shows your personality. It's personalized. You're going to be using their name, and it shows that you've taken a little bit of time out of your day to engage with them personally. They are not just a number to you. You are not just trying to add more people to your email list to improve the ratio of sales. You actually, you care about the individuals that you work for and you want to have relationships with them. I mean, I would imagine that's why you're on this channel, because we talk about compassionate copywriting. So this is actually something that will take a little bit more time, but has a much, much higher return on investment of time compared right now, at least, to writing a fuller email sequence. And for some people, it might be more natural too. If you're pretty good on video or you prefer to speak rather than writing, this will actually potentially work a lot better. So how can you create a personalized video message? This is essentially what I'm saying. You can use things like Loom, BombBomb Video, Bonjoro. I usually just use Loom because my audience is a little bit more curated, so it's not like a massive number of people. But if you are constantly getting email signups and you want to still maintain this level of engagement, probably use something like Bonjoro, which you can connect to your customer relationship management software. Theoretically, that would be things like Dubsado, Honeybook. Double check your software's integration, but theoretically you can connect Bonjoro with it. So it will let Bonjoro know, oh, there's a Bonjoro to do. I better send out an individual, like, thank you for signing up. I can't wait to see you video. Let me tell you what to put in the video. One, say the name of the person that you're making the video for. Two, in the rest of the video, you can use the same script, essentially, and make sure that you highlight one reason why they need to come live, because live attendees of webinars and masterclasses are far more likely to convert, so you really do want to get them to attend live. And finally, ask them a question with the intention of getting a response, because if you can create a relationship, if you can get a conversation going, it's gold. The result of one-on-one engagement videos is they will feel connected to you, you'll feel connected to them, and they'll trust you more than anyone else in your space, especially if it's a high skepticism space, let's say, like coaching. Trend number three, social commerce is accelerating rapidly, and not just if your ideal audience are millennials and Gen Zs or Gen Zs. So what is social commerce? Social commerce is selling your products or services directly through a social media platform. So they don't actually have to leave the platform to purchase. The fastest example I can give you, at least as of right now, when you're seeing this in February 2022, I would imagine if you're watching it as it's come out, is Instagram Shops. Everyone has seen them at this point. So make sure that you are thinking about this, especially if you're a product-based business owner, because it's already on its way. So 73% of businesses already have social commerce strategies in action. As of the filming of this video, it's expected to hit 79% by the end of the year. And as soon as these are open for services, it's just going to absolutely explode. It's going to be, you're not going to have an option. You're going to have to be enabled to do this. So product-based businesses can currently use Instagram and Facebook selling features to sell directly through the platform. Services are not allowed at the moment of me filming this, but expect to see this change. And right now, what you can do to make sure you are ready when the time comes is to start using things like the link in your stories to at least shorten the time between them seeing your service talked about on stories or on your feed to being able to purchase. So there are fewer clicks or fewer steps. They don't necessarily have to go to your profile, then the link in bio, then find the right spot, then go to the page. By using that live link in your stories, you're going to shorten the steps that it takes. And that makes a lot of difference in terms of people booking discovery calls or even those kind of bite-sized service offers that they can book directly without having a consult with you first. And the other thing you want to do now is to make sure you have a content marketing strategy on the go. So let's talk about that for both product and service-based businesses when it comes to social commerce. So your solution for trend number three is this. Invest in creative and social media management that not only prioritizes aesthetics, that should be a given, but also critically includes convergent copywriting. Captions that convert are not optional in 2022, especially if you are actively selling on social media platforms. So we were preparing for this all of 2021 with existing clients, and we're so excited that as of 2022, we have opened spots for our social media management services to the public, not just existing clients. So as of me filming this right now, we have usually about 2 spots per quarter. This may be changing by the time that you watch this video if it's a little later in the year, but I'm gonna put a link in the description box below so you can learn about how we actually incorporate conversion copywriting, branded conversion copywriting, into our creative and social media management services. This is not optional anymore. You need to have captions that are actually structured to sell directly on social commerce, as well as to improve your engagement rates and growth overall. And that is what we do. So I really, really strongly invite you to learn more about it. Click on the link below and we can chat one-on-one. We've arrived at trend number four for 2022. And that is direct-to-consumer selling is absolutely booming. So that means that rather than selling through sites like Amazon, where consumers are really skeptical about their ethical practices, or through sites like Airbnb and Etsy that sometimes have extremely frustrating policies, I'm thinking particularly of Airbnb here, for the business owners themselves, business owners are taking back control and making their clients a lot happier by actually creating their own websites or just optimizing their own website and putting way more effort into it than trying to look better on Amazon, Etsy, Airbnb, all of these different like aggregate sites. I promise you that investing wisely in this, which means SEO best practices, conversion copywriting, a strong brand image online and beautiful web design, by making sure that you're prioritizing e-commerce on your own website, you'll see an increase in profit, you'll see an increase in your peace of mind as the business owner, and your customers will end up paying fairer prices and being a lot more satisfied with their purchases. So what do you do right now? Well, like I said, you invest in those core areas to optimize your site. That's something we can help you with when it comes to SEO best practices and conversion copywriting. And we can also direct you to some of our partners as well who specialize in things like service-based business owners, product-based business owners specific to food. Like, we can give you some really good recommendations around what will suit your specific brand. And the other area that you want to put a lot of attention on is to redirect your whole marketing flow to your website. So this is a little bit of a balance with social commerce, but instead of sending them to places like Amazon or just relying on social commerce, which is extremely risky because we've all heard of people getting locked out of accounts, people losing accounts with thousands, like tens of thousands of followers. I have seen it. It has been very devastating for the people involved. So instead of relying on basically the power of Facebook to make sure that you continue to have a presence and a place to sell, you need to make sure that you're also using social media for marketing, for content marketing that sends people to your website, that sends them to grow your email list, which are things that you own and that you have control over, and ultimately are where you can guarantee a high quality experience for your ideal customer. So if you're ready to create branded conversion copywriting for your website to change the entire face of your business in 2022 and increase those e-commerce sales, then book a call with me. There's gonna be a link in the description box below on YouTube. And if you're listening to the podcast version, you should see that in your show notes as well. I would be absolutely so excited to talk with you about this because this is our sweet spot as a boutique. We really focus on website copy in particular. So I would love to chat with you about it. So the number one takeaway from this video overall is that we've seen about a decade's worth of changes happen over the past 2 years due to the pandemic. It's really escalated the online business space. So marketing and sales online are really, really different than they were 2 years ago or even last year. And they're probably going to keep changing at this rate throughout 2022. So the one thing you really need to know is that copywriting touches everything that we've talked about today. All four of those trends are directly connected to copywriting. So obviously, writing expertly crafted welcome emails, writing video scripts, using branded conversion copywriting captions instead of just, I don't know what people have been doing on their captions up until now, honestly. Sometimes I'm confused if they're businesses and there's not actual copywriting in there. And I can tell, obviously. And finally, of course, direct consumer e-commerce, because you're going to have a website full of copy intended to build trust and to make the sale. So there is no better time than right now in 2022 to invest in branded, high converting copy. And like I said earlier, it would be our absolute pleasure to chat with you about this, especially if you're a premium service provider or you sell products that are about making people's lives more joyful, a little smoother, a little more fun. We particularly work on things like jewelry, wine, food, real estate. So if you feel the vibe, then please make sure that you click on that link in the description box on YouTube or in the show notes on the podcast. And I would be so happy to chat with you. You will be chatting with me, Emma. So I can't wait to meet with you one-on-one. For podcast listeners, I'd love to see you tag this episode in a story on Instagram and let me know which of these four trends is the most exciting to you. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy. I hope you absolutely love learning about these trends, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down, in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.